Speaking of podcasts, time to look at what's hitting the charts in the podcast scene. Our regular reviewer is Zoe Ferguson. Good morning to you, Zoe.
Good morning.
What have you been listening to this week?
Well, you might have heard the name Paddy Moriarty recently. He disappeared in mid-December last year from the Pink Panther Hotel in the remote town of Larimer. It's about 6 hours south of Darwin. It's been treated as a suspicious missing persons case, and some people in the community believe he was murdered, despite the lack of evidence. And last week, witnesses at an inquest into Paddy's suspected death testified that he was a happy-go-lucky man, but that he was embroiled in a deep-seated feud with the owner of a local pie shop who had threatened to kill him. Her name is Fran Hodgetts. Larimer has a population of about 12 people, but they don't entirely get along. So The Australian has released a podcast about the town and what the residents make of Paddy's disappearance. It's produced by Kylie Stevenson and Caroline Graham. The podcast is called Lost in Larimer. It's a 6-part series and was produced in collaboration with Bond University. It captures the tension in the relationship between Paddy and Fran, the pie shop owner, who now, since Paddy's disappearance, has people driving past her tea house accusing her of murder. So they captured what it's like to live in Larimer now. Here's a little snippet.
For Karen and Mark and other people in Larimer, the hardship isn't just that Paddy's missing, or that he's probably not coming back alive. They're facing the idea that one of their neighbours might have done something terrible. There's kind of a dual horror about what might have happened to Paddy. It's that if someone here is responsible, they've slipped back into their ordinary routine.
Those little gut feelings that I was telling you about before, well, there was quite a few of them. I just ignore them because we had in mind it was one particular house. So then you have to sort of, and then the gut feeling thing and other people coming in telling me about their gut feeling, you can have all the suspicions you want in the whole world. And everybody's entitled to them, I guess, but they're worth nothing if there's no evidence.
Sounds absolutely fascinating, Zoe. Is everyone in the town in the podcast?
Yeah, you hear from everyone. There's only 12 of them.
Yeah, and do you get a real sense of how this has fractured the community?
Yeah, you do. And the politics of the town as well, and the relationships between everyone. It's really interesting.
Small town politics, mm-hmm. I love it. So that sounds interesting. Your second pick this week.
If you haven't heard of The Illusionist yet, well, welcome to a feast for your ears and curiosity, Hamish. It's a podcast that makes you fall in love with language, either for the first time or all over again. Host Helen Zaltzman is so personable, entertaining, and her voice is like caramel. It's so easy to listen to. And she's been dubbed by The Guardian as the UK's best female podcaster. I'd like to play you a little snippet from the latest episode. It's about the etymology of the word queer.
Queer has been in the English language for at least the past 500 years. For the first 400 or so of those years, it meant strange or oblique, something out of the ordinary. And that meaning would be applied to people too. Initially, for reasons other than sexuality, but by the late 19th century, it was in use to imply that somebody was not behaving heterosexually. The first known written instance of queer as a slur for gay men was in a letter from 1894 by John Douglas, the 9th Marquess of Queensbury, complaining that, I quote, snob queers had corrupted his sons. One of said sons, Francis, had been rumoured to be having a relationship with the Prime Minister, Lord Rosebery. His other son, Alfred, was famously the lover of Oscar Wilde, who was targeted by Queensbury until he was imprisoned in 1895 for gross indecency, which was then a legal term for sexual acts between men. Who knows how or why the Marquess of Queensbury opted for the word queer, or whether he even intended it specifically to mean homosexuals. Probably unbeknownst to him, the word was already being used thus, but not as a slur.
Isn't it beautiful?
Great voice.
It's great.
Silky.
Yes.
One final recommendation, Zoe.
Very quickly, a podcast by Diversity Arts Australia. It's called The Colour Cycle, and it's about the representations of race and diversity in our art and cultural scene. Must listen.
Zoe, thank you very much, as always. Have a great week in podcasting.
Thanks, Hamish.